The register will drop, and then I'll dial the last digit 0 directly into the trunk. Now I'm going to dial 825-229, but just before it starts to send, I'm going to flash my hook.
Time is now 1000 hours, UTC. You are listening to DJ Kumata. Thank you to Asia Culture Adventure for another great show at Unknown Radio.
I've been left on the trunk with nothing dialed. I'm going to dial 0, which is a vacant level, and we'll go to reorder. Now I'm going to dial 825 plus 3 digits, flash, and then dial 9999, a quadruple ringing number. The other exchange in Greenville is 756, which is in a separate NX1 machine. I'm going to dial 756-2368, which is a vacant number.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator.
Now I'll dial a ringing number, 756-2211. Now I'm going to dial another call to 756 and hang up while it's sending. When I do this, the sender will drop out, leaving me on the trunk with half the number sent. Now I'm going to dial a 756 number and hang up before it even gets a chance to send anything. You'll hear the trunk flash. The disadvantage of dropping out the sender before the trunk you're calling into flashes is that the flash registers and you start to time out. The best thing to do is to flash after the trunk flashes, but before anything is sent. Now, here's what it sounded like on that previous call when it timed out. I'm now going to dial extra digits on a 756 call. 756-765-4321. In the previous call, the 756 machine was ignoring the extra digits, ringing 7654. You may have wondered why the 752 and 8 office sends 7 digits into 756. It has something to do with the fact that 746 goes through the 756 office. This is unusual, as the office I'm calling from with 752 is the large tandem office with 756 homing on it. Here's 746-0000.
Service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Normally, that recording plays once and stops regardless of pulsing. However, when I dial any digit 4 through 0, it takes me away from the recording, and where it puts me, I don't know. But once you're there, you can dial any digit 1 through 3. And get back on the recording, which starts with a ring. I'm going to demonstrate that right now. Dialing 746-0111. Here's the other NX1 pulsing it out.
I'm sorry, the number.
Okay, now I'm going to dial 1.
Service at
2.
If you need
3.
It, please hang up and
4.
Dial your.
Now notice when I dialed 1, 2, and 3, I stayed right on the recording. But when I dialed 4, it took me away. Now I'm going to dial other digits like 7 and 0, and nothing happens. But when I dial 1, 2, or 3, I go back to the recording.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Well, the recording has stopped, but I'm still on it, and I'll dial 3, and nothing happened. And now I'll dial 5, followed by 2.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is
5,
not
3. Apparently as a result of mispulsing on the part of the two NX1s combined, I guess.
If you need assistance,
because when I flash these numbers, other things happen.
This is a recording.
Since the vacant level is 0, if you were to dial 746-0666, that would, according to the formula I've been using and according to what I've just proven, that should not give you the recording when it cuts through, because it dialed 6s, which take you away. However, it does. And I do believe that the fact that I can take myself away from the recording by dialing 4 through 0 is due to the 746 exchange through combined mispulsing by the two NX1s. It interprets the digits 4 through 0 as a long flash. It should be pointed out that on calls through these NX1s, a flash that is longer than a pulse but shorter than a disconnect will always give you busy signal, except if it's done while it's sending. If you flash at any other time, you go to busy signal, and I'm going to demonstrate this. First, I'm going to pick up the phone, dial the digit 2, and flash. I dialed 2. Now I'm going to flash. Now I'm going to dial 746-0000111. You'll hear the other NX1 pulsing out all the digits, and then I'll flash.
again once I'm, after it's finished putting the call through.
Please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
You might have noticed that while the other NX1 was dialing the first digit, you hear a reorder in the background. Strange phenomenon, but apparently on the first selector, while digits are being dialed, there's a reorder. Now, I'm just going to reset the recording for the hell of it. I'll dial 4-2 to do that.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Now I'm going to flash my hook. The NX1 seems to consider the busy signal the universal answer to everything. Now I'm going to let dial tone time out. What you get when you time out on a call that you're making after supervision has gone off for, I don't know how many, 30 seconds maybe. It's also what you get if someone calls you and they hang up.
Now I'm going to demonstrate timing out on an outgoing call. I'll dial the time of day number, and then stay on the line after it hangs up. I won't record the silence on the tape, but I will say how long it is, which I'll time right now.
Instead of giving cash, start a Bank of North Carolina savings account for the bride and groom.
Time 4:30.
Temperature 82.
Seconds of holding power on local calls. Well, it's better than crossbar 5. I know I shouldn't do it very often, but I had to record what it's like to send something into the 756 machine after you flashed off the sender and left yourself on a free trunk. Keep in mind it's a non-SF trunk that you have access to. So I'm going to send 752-1212 into the 756 office, and you'll hear the call go back to the office I'm calling from on a 5-digit trunk. It'll then connect me to the time of day recording. First, I'll record flashing off the trunk, then sending the number and the call going through.
Giving cash, start a Bank of North Carolina savings account for the bride and groom.
Time 11:35.
Temperature 77.
When calls to 825 are dialed through 756, it goes on a 5-digit trunk to the 752 and 8 office, which then pulses out to 825. It sends the steering digit 5 for 825. I'm now going to record a call to the East Carolina University Centrex, which has 7586 numbers, and the 758 office MF's 3 digits, the last 3 digits of the extension, into the Centrex machine, which I don't know whether it's another NX1 or what. But anyway, here's a call to a working number, 7586131.
Tomorrow morning. Please.
start your directory or university listing, or call Greenville Directory Assistance for listed numbers. If an emergency call for a student, call Greenville City Police 752-3141. This is a recording.
Now I'll call a vacant number, 758-6660. By dialing 7586 plus 3 to 6 digits, of course making use of extra digits when necessary, it's possible to hear any 3 to 6 digit number MF'd. I'm now going to demonstrate ringback, which you get by dialing your own number, and when you pick up your phone after it's rung, you hear a ringtone as a party line signal.
This is a recording. You have dialed a party on your own line. Please hang up and allow sufficient time for the call party to answer. Then lift your receiver and talk. This is a recording.
Now I'm going to dial a toll call. I'll dial 1-523-0000. This is a call that is pulsed into a step-by-step tandem. Toll calls have a distinctive sound, so listen for that sound after I finish dialing. Now I'm going to dial 1-212-221-1111, and again, notice the sound of the call being ticketed. Now I'm going to dial 1-592 plus 4 digits, which is a call that goes through another NX1, but I'm going to hang up in the middle of the sending. Again, notice the sound of the call being ticketed. Now I'm going to dial 1-212-555-1111. Now, wait a minute, wasn't there something missing there? Let's listen to that call again, starting with the last digit dialed. Now compare it with the call to 221-1111 in the 212 area. Yes, there is indeed something missing on the 555 call. It also works on 411 in distant NPAs.
Okay, I'm dialing 212-555. 412-411-1111.
Now I'll dial 404-555-1212 and flash just before it's about to send. Boy, I can think of one thing I'd like to be doing with that, especially since it doesn't ticket.
I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 442.
There is one more reason why it's a shame that I can't operate down here. 555 calls and distant NPAs don't time out, whether it's supervises or not. They don't ticket, they don't time out, you don't have to use a 2600, and you can flash through with your own hook. Yes, that's right. I'm now going to call 402-555, let the operator answer, hang up, and then I'm going to re-ring the operator a couple of times.
What town do you want? Hello? City, please. What city? Hello? City? What city?
Unfortunately, on ticketing calls, it is not possible to flash through with your hook or dial. Another disadvantage is that if there's been the slightest amount of supervision, even a short flash, you are unable to hang up for about 2 seconds. It takes about 2 seconds to disconnect. And this would indicate that that short flash is charging. I don't know whether this is necessarily true, but I would guess that. I wish I could demonstrate this, but I can't since I don't know any numbers that I could dial that give a short flash but couldn't charge. I know one in 800-334, but I can't dial that. But I will dial a regular Watts number and let it answer, and then I'll try to hang up on it. And it'll take a really long time for me to disconnect, and when I finally do, I will have only gotten a busy signal, which means that I didn't hang up long enough, of course. First, I'll hang up before they answer.
Now I'm going to hang out before there's any soup. This time I'm going to hang up as soon as they answer.
If you flash while a toll call is going through, there are various things you can get depending on when you flash. For instance, if you flash after the call is completed, as far as the NX1 is concerned, or before you've dialed the last digit, you get a regular permanent signal type busy signal. If you flash while the billing clicks are on, which I'll demonstrate next, you get a reorder. A reorder which times out to regular permanent signal, busy signal. Now, if you hang up, or flash that is, after the billing clicks are through, and right before it's about to start sending, you get a special busy signal, which also times out to regular busy signal. You might have noticed the click there, followed by the change in the background noise of the busy signal. Now two local things that haven't been recorded yet. First of all, a call to a regular 752 or 8 customer. And second, flashing off the University Centrex trunk and letting it time out. On toll calls, as on local calls, you can dial a total of 10 digits. It's too bad that you can't dial 11 digits. That would be very convenient. But the total is 10. Therefore, on toll calls within the 919 area, I can dial extra digits and either hear them pulsed out, hear them go to other tandems, which pulse them out, or go to one of the major 4As, which of course have digit counters and don't like extra digits on exchanges within their own area. First, I'm going to dial 523, followed by 7 zeros, which goes through a step-by-step tandem that we have direct trunks to. You'll hear it dialing out the 10-digit number, but you won't be able to hear the billing clicks because I'll be having to dial the extra zeros during that time. Before Rocky Mount 4A cut, and we went through the stepper, a lot of things could have been done. For instance, there was probably at least one area code that got sent through Rocky Mount, which means that I could have dialed that area code plus 555, flashed it off while it was sending, and ended up with a clear Rocky Mount trunk, then dialed whatever code I wanted to get one of the major tandems, and then dial pulsed into that, which would have been free non-ticketing and non-timing out. However, that's impossible now since we don't send anything through that machine. I don't even know if it exists anymore. I also could have dialed things that Greenville used to send through it, like Elizabeth Steady calls, like 335. If I dialed 335 plus 7 digits, then Greenville would have had to dial a total of 12, including the 02, to get on the Elizabeth Steady trunk. As you know, the register will keep taking digits until it's gone. Now, what would happen if you dialed 7 digits, a regular 7-digit number, and then, as it was sending, you put in extra digits? Well, it would have to stop what it was doing after it had gotten to the end to make sure it knew what digit you were dialing. For instance, if you dialed 756-2222, and just as the last two was being sent, you started dialing a zero, the sender would have to stop and wait to see what digit that was, and then, after you finished pulsing, send the zero and the start. What I'm going to do is I'm going to dial 756-2368, and just before it sends start, I'm going to pulse in a 1, which it'll have to stop what it's doing, notice that that's a 1, send a 1 start. But before it even gets a chance to send the start after the 1 I put in, I'll put another 1 in, and so on 3 times.
Not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator.
Got something to say or talk about? Go on unknown radio.
One at the end. Of course, it can't send the 11th digit. However, it does wait before it sends start until the 11th digit is finished being dialed. This can also be done on toll calls. I'm going to dial 516-599-0000, and after it's pulsed out everything except the start, I'll start flashing my hook, which will delay the start until I finish, even though it won't send another digit. First, the way it sounds normally. Now, with delayed start.
The number you have reached.
Here's what happens when you dial 311. That's the number I was calling from. It didn't come out on the tape, but there's a high-pitched tone that goes on for a second right before it starts to ring. The code 110 goes to operator intercept, which can hold you up.
May I have the number you don't? May I have the number you dialed?
752-2000.
Yes, sir. Let me check that, please. That's showing a working number, sir. Would you please try it again?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Here's an incoming call hanging up.
I'll just call back later. Thank
okay.
You.
The 753 office is the third office outside of Greenville that is a local call. I didn't find out that it was local until quite recently. So here are some calls to that office. It goes through the same way as 825, that is, it starts to go through after you've dialed six digits. and unfortunately, the trunks are tea carrier.
The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
When flashing the senders off dial pulse trunks, you have to be careful because your flash is often interpreted by the equipment at the other end as a digit 1, as in the following call. When trying to flash off the sender when calling 753, I managed to get a reorder somehow, and here it is. Now, various long distance calls.
Again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 9197. I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 9197. Did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 9197.
We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 9192. I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 9192. I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording, 9192.
Dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 9195.
I'm sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is the recording. 9195. I'm sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is the recording. 9195. I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 9199. I'm sorry, we are unable. I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 9199. I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording, 9199. I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording, 9199.
Did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 919.
I found a trunk that I can actually flash off with my hook. Well, that's amazing. That's the first thing of this kind I found since I got here.
I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 9199.
I don't know what happened to the busy signal. I'm going to flash a little longer. A little longer. Longer. There it is. I'm going to dial a 900 area code call and notice how it routes and where it goes. Now this is in June 1974, 2 months since Greensboro became the principal city for the 919 area. As you know, Charlotte was, but apparently not everything has been switched over. Following are some calls from the 756 office made from a Touchtone 756 coin phone. 756, as you remember, is the other NX1 in Greenville. There are also 752 and 8 coin phones. First, I'm going to let the dial tone time out. Now dialing a 756 vacant number, 2368. Now I'm dialing a call to 746-0000. As you remember, 746 is the step-by-step office that has trunks through 756 rather than the 752 and 8 office.
At this time, if you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
As you may remember, calls from the 752 and 8 office to 825 and 753, the two steppers, start to go through after the sixth digit of the entire number is dialed. However, from 756 to 746, it doesn't go through until 7 digits are dialed. Also, star and diamond are interpreted as 0, so I'm going to dial
746-000, pause, then press diamond, which it will take as the fourth zero.
At this time, if you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Other than 746 and 756 calls, everything else, and I mean everything, goes through the main Greenville office with 752 and 8 on a 5-digit maximum trunk. For 752 numbers, it sends 2 plus 4 digits. For 758 numbers, it sends 8 plus 4 digits. For 825 numbers, it sends 5 plus 4 digits. For 753 numbers, it sends 3 plus 4 digits. For 411, it sends 411, and for 611, it sends 611. And for operator, it sends 0. Now a call to the time of day announcement, 752-1212. Notice the sender sending the digit 2 plus 1212. Now I'll dial 758-1111 and flash just before it's about to send. And of course, the register in the main office will eventually time out to reorder. That last busy signal, of course, was coming from my originating office, and it came on the line when I didn't hang up long enough. I'm now dialing a non-working number in the university, Centrix, 758-666.